In the realms of ancient Greece, where the boundaries between gods and mortals often blurred, there existed a tale that transcended the realms of beauty and monstrosity. This is the story of Medusa, a name that has echoed through history as a symbol of both tragedy and empowerment, beauty and terror. The saga begins with the deities of the sea, Phorcys and Ceto, who ruled over the depths of the ocean with its mysteries and dangers. From the depths of their union sprang forth many ancient beings, most notably the Graiai and the Gorgons. The Graiai were a trio of unforgettable sisters. They were the Sisters of Destiny, a triad of seers who occupy a realm shrouded in twilight and veiled by mist. Their names, Deino, Enyo, and Pemfredo, whisper on the breeze like an incantation, their figures twisted and bent like ancient trees shaped by the winds of time. The Graiai were immediately recognizable, for they shared one eye and a single tooth among them. Their visages haunted and intrigued, defying the conventional. The eye they shared was a single orb that they pass among themselves like a sacred relic. The intimacy of this ritual, where the eye shifted from one wrinkled hand to one gnarled hand, as secrets known and unknown were exchanged with a mere glance. As for the tooth, each sister took turns, implanting it within their mouths, an artifact of unimaginable significance that binds them together in an unbreakable bond. The tooth was a pristine ivory fragment that gleamed like a fallen star. It was not just a physical object, but a vessel of power and knowledge, a conduit through which the sisters communicate and commune with the secrets of the cosmos. Their appearance was a mosaic of contrasts, each sister unique yet inseparable from the others. Their hair, once a cascade of ebony tresses, now a tapestry of silver and moonlight, billows around them like a spectral halo. Their skin, kissed by the ages, holds a parchment-like quality that maps the stories of ages past. It's as if time itself has woven their existence into the very fabric of their beings, but it's their realm of divination that sets them apart, an otherworldly space where the boundaries between past, present, and future blur like ripples on a moonlit pond. They navigated the labyrinthine threads of fate, glimpsing the destinies of mortals and gods alike. Through a series of unfortunate events, the Graiai would lead to the downfall of Medusa, their own sister. The Gorgons consisted of Uriel, Stheno, and Medusa. Uriel and Stheno were born with features that struck terror into the hearts of all who beheld them, their forms twisted and monstrous, their eyes gleaming with a fierce malevolence. They were vicious female monsters with brass hands, sharp fangs, and hair made of living venomous snakes. Medusa, however, was quite different. Unlike her immortal sisters, she was born mortal and was blessed with a beauty that seemed to transcend the very essence of her being. Stheno was the oldest of her Gorgon sisters. She had flowing tresses of writhing serpents, was a sight to behold, a mesmerizing dance of living creatures that slithered and coiled in a symphony of sinuous movement. Her skin, kissed by moonlight and shadow, bore a peculiar luminescence, casting an eerie glow upon her form. But it was her eyes that held the power to stir the depths of the soul, a gaze that could pierce through the bravest facade, freezing its target into a statue of stone with a single glance. Her features were an enigmatic fusion of beauty and monstrosity. Stheno's lips, curved into an enigmatic smile, held the promise of both pleasure and terror. But beneath her captivating exterior lay a force to be reckoned with. Legends whispered of Stheno's boundless strength, of the way she moved with a feral grace that spoke of both predator and prey. Her very presence seemed to ripple with an aura of authority, a reminder of her origins as a child of ancient chaos and primordial darkness. Her voice, when she chose to speak, was a mesmerizing melody, a symphony of whispers and hisses that echoed in the air like the susurrus of hidden secrets. It was said that her words could bend the will of gods and men alike, an enchantment woven from the very threads of the universe. She was known to be the most independent and ferocious, having killed more men than both of her sisters combined. Uriel, with her dark serpentine tresses that seemed to writhe and slither of their own accord, was a sight to behold. Each strand of hair was a living, sinuous creature with a mind of its own, their eyes gleaming with a sinister intelligence. Her skin, pale as the moonlight that danced on still waters, bore an eerie luminescence, casting an otherworldly glow upon her form. But it was her eyes that held the true power, a piercing gaze that could freeze the bravest soul in its tracks, turning them to stone with a single glance. Her features were a paradox, a blend of ethereal allure and monstrous horror. Uriele's lips curved into a delicate yet chilling smile, revealing teeth that seemed almost too sharp for a creature of her kind. Her delicate nose and high cheekbones lent an air of aristocracy to her appearance, a juxtaposition to the serpents that coiled around her head like a crown of writhing living tendrils. But there was more to Uriele than her unsettling appearance. Legends whispered of her feral grace, of the way she moved through the shadows with a dancer's precision and a predator's stealth. Her very presence was a symphony of whispers and hisses, her serpentine companions echoing her thoughts and emotions in a language only they understood. Her bellowing cries and her anguished howls could make stone crumble to sand. This, combined with her petrifying gaze, made her a terrifying monster. Medusa, unlike her sisters, had raven black hair cascaded like the waves of the sea. Her eyes held the depth of an ocean abyss, and her features radiated an otherworldly allure. Her form was that of a goddess, her every movement a graceful expression of poise and beauty. Her skin seemed to possess an otherworldly luminosity, as if it absorbed and emitted a gentle radiance that enchanted those who dared to come near. Her features were delicately chiseled, a testament to the craftsmanship of a divine hand that had formed her with unparalleled artistry. The air around her, perpetually infused with an intoxicating scent, a scent that held the essence of flowers in full bloom, the whisper of ocean waves, and the secrets of distant stars. Her voice was like a symphony of melodies, each note carrying an enchantment that left listeners spellbound. In a realm where monstrosity was the norm, her beauty was a beacon that shone amidst the shadows. However, this beauty came at a cost. Unlike her immortal sisters, Medusa was born immortal. Medusa's upbringing was marked by isolation. The Gorgon sisters inhabited a hidden island, a sanctuary veiled from mortal eyes, where their differences were both celebrated and feared. Uriele and Stheno embraced their monstrous forms, reveling in their fearsome appearances. Medusa, however, struggled with her duality, a beauty that drew the gaze of both gods and mortals, and the knowledge that within her flowed the blood of primordial sea deities. It was Athena, the goddess of wisdom and warfare, who saw in Medusa the potential for greatness. Athena's interest was piqued not only by Medusa's beauty, but also by her strength and intelligence. Impressed by Medusa's virtues, Athena chose her to serve as a priestess in her temple, a role of great honor and responsibility. Athena appeared before Medusa in a vision, offering her guidance and mentorship. She taught Medusa the art of combat, the strategies of warfare, and the secrets of divine magic. Medusa embraced her role with dedication, spending her days in service to Athena, tending to the sacred fires, offering prayers and engaging in rituals that honored the goddess. Under Athena's guidance, Medusa's true potential blossomed. She learned to wield weapons crafted by the gods, to command the elements as if they were extensions of her own being, and to see her own beauty not as a curse, but as a tool to be harnessed. Athena's teachings became a bond that transcended the boundaries of mentor and protege, forging a friendship that bridged the gap between immortality and mortality. However, as with all tales of myth, destiny often takes unexpected turns. The sea god Poseidon, ruler of the seas, entered Medusa's life with a tempestuous desire that mirrored the tumultuous nature of the ocean itself. Driven by both desire and ambition, Poseidon entered the temple and approached Medusa, his godly presence enveloping her like the embrace of the sea. Despite her protests and resistance, Medusa's strength was no match for the god's unyielding advances. In an act of violation that echoed the roiling currents of the sea, Poseidon seized what was not his to take, shattering the sanctity of Medusa's autonomy. Athena, upon discovering what had happened in her temple, was filled with anger and resentment. Being a virgin goddess and a protector of purity, she was outraged by this act of impiety committed in her temple. She felt that her sacred space had been defiled and that Medusa had betrayed her by allowing such an act to take place. She felt deeply offended and angered by Medusa's actions, which she perceived as a direct affront to her authority and divine presence. Despite not being in control, Medusa was then demonized by Athena for her actions. Consumed by fury, Athena's wrath surged forth like a tempest. Unable to undo the harm done to Medusa, Athena's power was channeled into a curse that mirrored the anguish within her heart. Athena used her divine powers to transform Medusa's beautiful hair into a tangle of serpents. Her once beautiful visage was now twisted into a horrifying form. And as a final curse, anyone who gazed upon Medusa's face would be turned to stone. Medusa was a Gorgon, in more than just name alone. She too was a monstrous creature with snake-like hair and a petrifying gaze. Medusa's transformation into a monstrous Gorgon made her an outcast, feared and shunned by society. Her once beautiful visage was replaced by a horrifying appearance, and she could no longer interact with people without causing harm. It was a reflection of her inner turmoil, marked her as both a creature of beauty and a harbinger of terror. Banished from the realms of both gods and mortals, Medusa found solace with her Gorgon sisters, deep in the labyrinthine depths of a forgotten forest, far away from civilization and the prying eyes of mortals. This isolated location allowed her to avoid turning anyone who looked at her into stone due to her petrifying gaze. The very forest seemed to bend to the sisters' wills, offering sustenance through nature's bounty and protection through her innate connection to the elements. The forest's inhabitants, once fearful of the Gorgon's gaze, came to revere her as a guardian and a force to be respected. Her isolation allowed her to delve into the depths of her own power, to explore the boundaries of her abilities, and to reflect upon the nature of beauty and monstrosity. Despite being in isolation, people from across the land sought to make a name for themselves by slaying the monstrous Gorgons. But amidst the whispering leaves and the shadows, she carved out a dwelling where the stone statues of those who dared cross her gaze stood as silent sentinels. As the years passed, the number of stone statues continued to grow. There was no end to the brave adventures that dreamed of glory. Medusa and her sisters eventually relocated to a desolate cave. She hoped that this cave would provide her with a sanctuary away from the prying eyes of mortals, where she could finally live the rest of her days in peace. Medusa's emotions were a mix of despair and anger. The curse placed upon her by Athena had not only transformed her physical appearance, but also her entire life. She often reminisced about her long-lost freedom and experiencing the simple pleasures of life. The isolation of her cave became both her protection and her prison, hardening her heart. Medusa's legacy extended far beyond the confines of her forest sanctuary or her desolate cave. Her tale became a cautionary narrative whispered around campfires and recounted in hushed tones. Her name carried the weight of both her tragic transformation and her unwavering resilience. She became a symbol of the complexities of human emotion, a testament to the consequences of divine wrath and the violation of autonomy. However, Medusa's whereabouts were not a secret for long. Whispers of the Gorgons concealed within the desolate cave began to circulate. Heroes, adventurers, and seekers of glory resumed their quest for Medusa and her sisters, yet all their endeavors ended in their fall to the petrifying gaze. That was until one particular young man accepted the impossible challenge. With bravery and determination coursing through his veins, he would go on to be renowned for his heroic feats and legendary adventures. That man's name was Perseus,